don't like my apples, don't you shake my tree. If you don't like my apples, don't you shake my tree.
Lance Eagers of Eagers, or Briggs and Eagers, is joining us on the line. We want to give you one more opportunity to let people know what to look for in stores if they want fresh apples. Jennifer brought in a story she was reading online that says you can buy apples that are up to a year old in the store that some people put chemical preservatives on it. But that's the point of this broadcast, is to connect you, the Arizona consumer, with local, fresh, good, locally grown produce or meat or egg or whatever commodities currently being marketed are brought to market by our local farmers and ranchers. And Lance, what label are people looking for when they're in their stores looking for your apples?
They'll look for the Covilli, Covilli, and they're our partners, and they do our marketing for us. It'll also on the bag or say grown by and packed by Briggs and Eggers. So look for that in the grocery stores. We're at Whole Foods and Sprouts.
And if anyone forgets, just go to Briggs and Eggers and you get a lot of information about this family farm and their apple operation, and being reminded of how special their apples are, including the freshness. They're USDA certified organic and they're grown right here in Arizona. So, Lance, we just really appreciate you being online with us. All good stuff.
Not a problem. Always happy to talk about apples.
And thanks for being Farm Bureau members. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate all our farm and ranch families.
We'll let you get back to your orchard and your harvest. Thanks for carving out an hour to spend with us, Lance.
Thank you.
All right. And for the Farm Bureau, you guys just finished up all of your annual meetings. Each county that has a Farm Bureau division has to have an annual meeting ahead of the annual conference.
Yes, we had 14 of them. The last one was in Greenlee County with the Greenlee County Farm Bureau, and that was actually just this last week. And about a week and a half away, we will have what we call our traveling board of directors meeting for the Arizona Farm Bureau. We're actually going to be in Lance's territory. We're going to be in Wilcox or the Cochise County area. We do that once a year, and it allows all of our farmers and ranchers, we have about 27 on our state board, to go to other regions of our state, discover that agriculture. So we're going to go visit. Not happening to go to Briggs and Eggers for apples. We've done that in the past, but we're going to go to one of our pistachio and wine growers, Jim Graham with Golden Rule, and we're also going to see a variety of other agriculture in Wilcox. As with some other regions of the state, we have a lot of diversity in Cochise County, some amazing, obviously you heard it here with Briggs and Eggers and their apple farm, but there's just a lot of agriculture diversity. And, you know, last month we had Bonita Bean on. Well, they're located in Wilcox, so we thought we needed to go get into the mecca of that agriculture community and travel. So that's one of the things that the Arizona Farm Bureau is doing. And our farmers and ranchers, everyone on the board supports Arizona Farm Bureau, obviously, because they're members of the Arizona Farm Bureau and in leadership positions. And if anyone listening is more curious about Arizona Farm Bureau, just go to azfb.org. If you're curious and want to learn more about our local agriculture that we celebrate, that's on fillyourplate.org. That's a Farm Bureau sponsored website. We have searchable recipes, farmers that you can buy directly from, and also a searchable database of our farmers markets. It's probably one of the most comprehensive lists of statewide farmers markets in the state of Arizona. So all sorts of fun stuff.
And what's the purpose of the annual conference?
The annual conference is like a culmination of everything we've been doing throughout the year, developing what we call policy. We're actually a 501c5. We, our farmers and ranchers, they themselves are the ones that advocate on behalf of agriculture. So it's a grassroots organization. But something that one of our presidents, I mentioned Greenlee County earlier, for example, maybe they fielded some policy that they want to drive. Well, that all culminates at the annual meeting in November, We have about 90 delegates, farmers and ranchers, and they vote on policy that they want us to put in our policy book. Well, so what happens from there? Then our leadership team advocates for those specific policies, especially priority issues. All good stuff.
And you can sign up to become a member. It's $60 a year, and it comes with lots of buying
benefits. And the biggest and most important thing is you're supporting agriculture in Arizona.
You're supporting agriculture in Arizona. And if you like to eat, you like agriculture.
Yes. Thanks, Romy.